Kavanaugh book co-author admits she wrote the tweet New York Times had to delete. By Pam Key on September 17, 2019. Tuesday on ABC's The View, the co-authors of a new book about Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, explained the controversial tweet sent by the New York Times opinion account. The Times had to delete and apologize for the tweet that author Robin Pogrebin admitted she wrote. Pogburn said, "It was a misworded tweet, but what happens at the Times is the reporters are asked to draft tweets, and we were also asked to draft headlines. They don't always get used, sent out, they often don't." She continued, "I drafted this with this in mind to have actually the opposite effect, which is to anticipate those who would say, a guy pulling down his pants at a party when they're drunk is on the spectrum of sexual misconduct. It's not sexual assault. It's not rape. What's the big deal?" And to try to put in context Deborah Ramirez's experience to say, "Actually, this was a big deal. Maybe for me, a New Yorker, I would say get that out of my face." She was coming from a very sheltered Catholic upbringing in a lower-income kind of community. And she was a person of color, and she felt like maybe she didn't deserve to be at Yale in the first place. She added, "Having that happen and to have people laugh at her and target her was actually hugely meaningful and made an impact on her life for the rest of her life. So for those who minimize it and dismiss it, I was trying to help them understand that. It had the opposite effect and seemed to undermine her." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.